is back in pack. Come back. Hey, I didn't know I needed you so. And letting you go, and letting you go was wrong. And maybe I know you got your radio on. So this is my mind.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A 10th vote in the Senate to end the government shutdown failed today, leaving tens of thousands of federal workers without paychecks. President Trump, though, authorizing shifting funds to pay military troops and the FBI. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there have been no talks on proposals with Senate Majority Leader John Thune, who indicated that Republicans may offer an extension on expiring health care premiums under the Affordable Care Act.
We're not negotiating in public, plain and simple. And Leader Thune has not come to me with any proposal at this point.
President Trump holding a call with Russia's leader today. It comes ahead of tomorrow's meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Ukraine asking for long-range missiles. Nestle, the world's biggest food company, announced it is laying off 16,000 workers worldwide over the next 2 years. The company says it's dealing with rising costs for ingredients along with the negative impacts, it says, of tariffs. This is ABC News. According to a government report, the cost to heat homes with electricity will rise this winter by about 4%.
Now we've seen this big increase in demand from electric cars, from appliances, and then the really significant culprit, AI data centers. They have become a hot button issue. They've seen candidates from both political parties point to this issue, especially in Virginia, which is home to Data Center Alley. And according to a report from Bloomberg, electricity now costs 267% more in a month than it did 5 years ago in areas that are located near significant data center activity.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. Some good news about obesity in the U.S. For the first time in more than a decade, the number of states with obesity rates of 35% or more dropped. According to data collected by the CDC, 19 states had obesity rates of 35% or higher in 2024, down from 23 states in 2023. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Price County Highway Department would like you to remember that state law requires drivers to create a safety zone for stop law enforcement, emergency, and maintenance vehicles. To help safeguard law enforcement officers, emergency responders, road maintenance workers, and others who work on the side of highways, Wisconsin has a move-over law. This law requires drivers to shift lanes or slow down in order to provide a safety zone for a squad car, ambulance, fire truck, tow truck, utility vehicle, or highway maintenance vehicle that is stopped on the side of a road with its warning lights flashing. Drivers have two options for creating this safety zone. If the road has more than one directional lane like the interstate and you can switch lanes safely, you must move over to vacate the lane closest to the law enforcement or other vehicle with its lights flashing. If the road has a single directional lane or you can't safely move over, you must reduce your speed. You can find a short PSA on the Price County Highway Department's Facebook page. Sunday, October 19th from 8 to noon at Goebel's South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, there's a Phillips Girls Basketball Breakfast Fundraiser. It's $12 a plate with 5 and under eating free, featuring from scratch pancakes, French toast, sausage, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and homemade cinnamon rolls. There's also going to be raffle baskets, so don't miss this chance to support the team. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, October 19th from 8 to noon at Goebel's South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville on County Road F. A bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion is heading to the governor's desk. Isabella Nieto has more.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April, including area reps Pat Snyder, Brent Jacobson, and John Spiros, joined by state senators Jesse James and Corey Tomchek in the effort. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Napa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Napa Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Napa Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, October 6, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Sharon, of Butternut, by four children, James Wasco of Superior, by Roseanne Larson of Solon Springs, by Lori Danz of Solon Springs, and by Dawn Holman of Mosinee. Survived also by five grandchildren, by his sister Charlotte Richter of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral Mass will be held at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Friday, October 17th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th, at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawano. She is survived by her eight children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by nine siblings: Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Leroy Allen Betcher, age 73, of Park Falls, died on Friday, October 10th, at Lakeside Villa in Phillips. He is survived by his children, Nathan Betcher of De Pere and Emily Birchmeyer of Park Falls. Further survived by his stepchildren, Lori Chernyshevsky, Pam Timler, Lila Tesh, Dave Pfeiffer, and Janet Wachowski. Further survived by his grandchildren, by many step-grandchildren and step-great-grandchildren. Survived also by his siblings, Lynn Ann Warner, Gloria Richter, Bev Vick, and Larry Betcher, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Celebration of Life will be held at Park Falls American Legion on Saturday, October 18th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with military honors at 12 noon. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Leroy Allen Betcher, 73, of Park Falls. Christina Bicek, 39, of Park Falls, died on October 12th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. She is survived by her husband, William, by her daughter, Juniper Lydia, by her parents, Lydia and Helmut, further survived by her mother-in-law, by her father-in-law, and by her sister, Stephanie, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service will be held at NOLA Cemetery, Park Falls, on Saturday, October 25th at 11 a.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Christina Bicek, 39, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelich hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Strategies are critical right now for Wisconsin dairy operators. They're looking at a bleak picture for milk prices in 2026 as global production grows and product prices slip. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Along with you, we'll talk about a new insurance tool after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Katie Burgess joins us midday on a Thursday. She's a dairy analyst with EverEgg. Katie tells us using new insurance tools to protect the valuable dairy beef revenue is a critical component for next year that should be activated today.
Just starting this summer, USDA came out with a new livestock risk protection insurance product that dairy producers can now use to protect the value of those calves. Because as we look at any sort of profit that's been made on being made on a dairy these days, right now the profit is coming from the calf values because the milk prices are only lackluster. And it was kind of perfect timing that USDA launched this product right at the same time that calf values are hitting new record high levels. And so we have been encouraging dairy producers to go out and learn more to see if it would be a good fit for their farm.
Katie Burgess, along with us on a Thursday. Katie is a dairy analyst with EverEgg. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices next. From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff. Commodity prices are trading higher midday on a Thursday from Chicago. December new crop corn is up 4.25 cents at $4.21 a bushel. November new crop soybeans up 9 cents at $10.15.5. Cash wheat is trading up 3.5 cents at $5.02.25. July 2026 new crop wheat is up 2.75 cents at $5.41.75. The Class 3 November milk contract is up 15 cents, trading at $16.44. Weight, and the December Class 3 milk contract is up 13 cents at $16.53 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely for your Thursday afternoon. You may hear a rumble of thunder as well. Highs will be in the upper 50s, close to 60, and a breezy southeast wind. Tonight, a few showers, clouds, and lower 50s. A few more showers Friday and lower 70s. Right now, it's 51. 98Q Country.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell,
Country. It's Mike along with you. You know, it's great that there's always something going on the weekends, isn't there? Especially if you don't have to work, if you don't have too much on your to-do list that you can get out and do something. Maybe the Fifield Fire Station is where you want to head over to. On Saturday from 9 to 4, their Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Fair is going on. Soup and sandwich lunch is going to be a lot going on. It's put on by the Fifield Lions Club and Friends of the Fifield Firefighters. Should be great. Bake sale, craft items, 50-50 drawing, vendors will be set up. A lot going on. More info for you on that and other things happening on our website. If you go to 98qcountry.com and you click on the community calendar, that is chock full. By the way, if you've got something from your group that you'd like on there, reach out to us. Let us know about it. We'll make sure to add it to our community calendar.
I woke up this morning, my head felt dense. I splashed it with water, trying to make it make sense. I stumbled to the kitchen, she was standing at the sink. All she had to do was just give me that wink. And slam, bam, I'm feeling all right. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. May sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that way.
Country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and The Drive Home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country. To go wine and dine.
like an angel tonight. But you might want to slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first taste of whiskey right off your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first taste. Took me whiskey right off of your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way.
It's Riley Green, 98Q Country, where Saturday mornings we take off an hour from the country music, and from 8 to 9, one big hour of polka music for you. It's brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar. It's kind of fun. Check it out. I know a lot of people make it a Saturday morning routine. You should check it out, too. This Saturday morning, 8 a.m., all kinds of polka music for you. Get your oom-pah-pah on. Here's Miranda Lambert now, 98Q.
Thank you.
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist. I feel like a lady. I feel rich on minimum wage.
Damn, it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Here's a mess, but I don't care. My makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fit so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know. Cause I'm finding an angel off my list, thinking that it don't get no better than this.
Loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving you
around me late at night. Pillow talk by candlelight. I'm gonna slow this down and make it last. The best things fly by so fast.
You make loving you easy.
Zach Brown Band, 98Q Country, Mike McKay along with you. A study has shown that kids today can't run as fast as their parents did when they were kids. Folks in the medical field say they think it's because kids today, unfortunately, are just not getting enough activity. You know, they're too sedentary. They need to get out, get moving more. Their parents, when they were kids, they were outside more. In us, as when we were kids, I know for a fact I could run faster. When I was a kid, I know I could run faster than when my kids were kids. I just know it when I was a kid. Because, well, I'll tell you, the main reason, when I heard my mom go in the kitchen and get into that one drawer and grab that wooden spoon, I knew it was time to run because I knew what was coming.
98Q Country.
Having trouble balancing your books? Fear not. MVB is here. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping brings affordable, secure, stress-free service right to your screen. No suits, no pressure, just solid numbers that make sense. Whether you're behind, overwhelmed, or just tired of guessing, MVB has your back. Call 813-562-1839 today. That's 813-562-1839. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping. Making your numbers behave so you don't have to. Visit mainsvrbookkeeper.com now for all your accounting and bookkeeping needs. Get control, stay focused, and let MVB handle the math.
Big G, famous for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Lena's is open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 during the week and 9 on Saturdays. Weekly specials include pizza night, German night, the famous fish fry, and Saturday favorites like barbecue pork bellies and prime rib, with delivery Friday and Saturday, 4 to 8. Cabin stays are available at lenasnorthernpines.net. And for more great food, don't forget Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, too.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely for your Thursday afternoon. You may hear a rumble of thunder as well. Highs will be in the upper 50s, close to 60, and a breezy southeast wind. Tonight, a few showers, clouds, and lower 50s. A few more showers Friday and lower 70s. Right now, it's 51.
98Q Country.
Bobby played his guitar on the hardest side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. He said, I'm gonna be somebody. The top, but now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still, he can't believe how people come from miles around when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. Night, when he heard a voice in the front row singing, it was a sandy-haired rebel boy with the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said, I'm gonna be somebody.
I'm on a beast. Country Station.
The man made a ball.
98Q Country.
Hey, girl. Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking. Little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer's child. They got it in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile, roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Like the river flows, feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you, and get to knowing you, and get to showing you, and get to loving you. Before the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Hot country girl. Country girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Country.
These old boots still got a lot of ground they ain't covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. And as long as there's a song left in this old guitar, this life I'm bound to leave ain't for the faint of heart. So you won't fall for me. You know what's good for you. 'Cause I still
might be an angel, so I won't lie. I could love you like the devil if you wanted me to tonight. And we could talk about forever for a day or two, but I still got
Country, your home for Brewers. Game 3 of that best of 7 series has moved to Los Angeles. The Crew, they're down 2-0. They have to win. They got to get on track. They got to win this game. Things get started 4:30 pregame. We'll have it all right here on 98Q Country.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. In your Chevrolet. Let's ride. In your Chevrolet. Lord knows I've been praying for the day a girl like her would say. Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, laugh, guitars, and words that rhyme. And on the hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
lady sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says, my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong.
Mr. Shearwood, 98Q Country, on our website, 98qcountry.com. There's all kinds of things on there. There's podcasts, there's videos, there's photos, there's news and info for you. There's the community calendar, and we have blogs on there. As a matter of fact, my latest blog is Thursdays Are Weird. Yes, stop by and read my newest blog and see if you agree.
That water tower's got the sun going down behind it. If there's a good time in this town, girl, we're gonna find it. You look so damn good climbing up in my Chevy. Tried to play it cool, but I knew already by the way you looked in the dashboard lights, it was gonna be one of those nights. Got the Kenwoods banging at a rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you wanna go. I can ride you around town and drive you down some old back road. I love the way you lean that seat back. Steal my ball cap, pull it down over your blue eyes. Watching your hair fly out the window, just letting the night roll. And I can't wait to see where it goes. We can run
on the ridge. Now Main Street dies in the blue lights, or disappear off into the corn out past the county line. Baby, keep on swaying to the backbeat. Long as you're right here beside me. You make the call, baby, I don't care. We can take this anywhere. Got the Kenwoods banging at a rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you wanna go. I can ride you around town or drive you down some old back road.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. John Bolton, the former national security advisor under the first Trump administration, is expected to face a federal indictment later today, sources tell ABC News. Prosecutors in Maryland say it's over his alleged mishandling of classified documents, though Bolton has been a point of ire for the president since he published a tell-all book in 2020. Still no deal to fund the government, now more than 2 weeks into a federal shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are holding firm on their push to undo cuts to Medicaid.
On the extension of the Affordable Care Act, we asked them to vote three times to extend it. They voted no. And the Republican congressmen and senators are feeling the heat from their constituencies because this crisis is so bad. And so you see them squirming and changing their positions and not always agreeing with one another. We are steadfast.
Earlier today, the Senate failed to pass a funding measure on their 10th attempt to do so. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely for your Thursday afternoon. You may hear a rumble of thunder as well. Highs will be in the upper 50s, close to 60, and a breezy southeast wind. Tonight, a few showers, clouds, and lower 50s. A few more showers Friday and lower 70s. It's 53 at our studios.
You're the real thing. Check this out.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, baby.